The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kinds of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 11 trivia questions on R.L. Stine's Goosebumps for my friend Greg Hines. This is Trivia with Buds. It be and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show and thanks for watching on the new YouTube daily video. I am wearing a Dreamer t-shirt. I don't know if you can see that. I'm trying to kind of show it in the video, but it is a tarot card of Freddy Krueger with a creepy house and a Freddy Krueger colored rainbow behind him. And it says The Dreamer at the bottom. It's one of my new favorite shirts from my wife for Christmas. I think she got it at Hot Topic. She nailed it. She got me this shirt, she got me a Goof Troop shirt, and she got me a Fleetwood Mac Rumors album cover shirt, which all fit fantastically and add to my wardrobe. Speaking of adding to my wardrobe, I just got a couple new pairs of Skechers. I'm not saying I'm very successful, but I did get a buy one, get one 50% off pair of Skechers, two of them at my house. And they're the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. Never wore Skechers before. I remember watching Nickelodeon growing up, and it would be like, Skechers, it's the S. That's the only thing I know about Skechers. So I am loving these new shoes. If you're looking for a nice pair of shoes, get yourself some Skechers. They paid me $100,000 to say that just now in Skechers bucks, which I don't think translate to real money, but who knows? Today's episode is about Goosebumps. I love Goosebump books. I love seeing them when I go to thrift stores, and I usually end up buying them. My neighbor down the street has one of those little lending libraries that they have on their front lawn where you can borrow books from a little mailbox-sized library, and they had a Fear Street book in there called like College Weekend, and I was like, I'm taking this. So I have it and I'm going to read it. And maybe we'll do an episode on that. That would be kind of fun where I read it and then quiz you like comprehension back in English class. That would be kind of fun. But I love Goosebumps books. I love R.L. Stine. I love that he made a career out of writing joke books and then movie novelizations like Spaceballs, the book, and then Goosebump books. It's just crazy to me. And he's probably, I don't know, multi-millionaire, that guy. But Greg Hines, who listens to the show, picked yesterday's show topic, and he's picking today's show topic because I'm catching up on everybody who put topics from 2019 in my big Excel spreadsheet. I'm almost completely caught up. So if you put one in there and you have not heard your episode yet in the last 6 months, it's on the way. And if you are a Patreon subscriber, you get to pick new ones for 2020 every single month for $5 or more over on patreon.com/trivia with buds. So go check that out. One last little fun fact is I was in Portland for the first time ever, Pacific Northwest, this past weekend, and I got to eat some amazing gourmet donuts, a place called Blue Star Donuts. Ordered them at the
airport and brought them home for my family and I, and we cut them in fourths, and we all got to try tons of different donuts. They were really good. They're not the best donuts I ever had, but I recommend them if you find yourself up in Portland. I didn't get to explore the city too much, so if you live in Portland and you listen to the show, hit me up with an email of stuff I need to do the next time I go there. Maybe some off the map, off the grid kind of stuff. I like exploring. The weather was terrible, so I'd like to go back maybe with the family in the summer sometime and walk around all those amazing bridges that I saw. So many bridges going in to the downtown area. All right, we're going to jump into Goosebumps Trivia 11 questions for Greg Hines right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with 11 questions on Goosebumps for Greg Hines. Here's question number one. What's the name of the dummy that's in all three Night of the Living Dummy books? Question number one, what's the name of the dummy that's in all three of the Night of the Living Dummy books? Question number one. Question number two, what was the first book in the Goosebumps series? Question number two, what was the name of the first book in the Goosebumps series? Number two. Question number three, in the book Let's Get Invisible, what made the children invisible? Number three, in Let's Get Invisible, what made the children invisible? Number three. Question number four, what legendary creature appears in Deep Trouble? Is it a mermaid, the Loch Ness Monster, a mummy, or a dragon? Number four, what legendary creature in Deep Trouble? A mermaid, Loch Ness Monster, mummy, or dragon? Number four. Question number five, in what European city is the infamous prison tower found in A Night in Terror Tower? Number five, what European city is it? Number five. Number six, fill in the blank to this Goosebumps title. Blank lessons can be murder. Blank lessons can be murder. Number seven, what is the real name of the camp in Welcome to Camp Nightmare? Number seven, what is the real name of the camp in Welcome to Camp Nightmare? Question number eight, what country was the setting for Return of the Mummy? Number eight, what country was the setting for Return of the Mummy? Number nine, what state in the U.S. was the setting for the Werewolf of Fever Swamp? What state in the U.S. was the setting for the Werewolf of Fever Swamp? Number 10, what's the only original series Goosebumps book with four installments? Number 10, what's the only original series Goosebumps book with four installments? And number 11, your two-point bonus question, what do the initials RL in Mr. Stein's name stand for? What does RL Stein stand for? We'll be right back in just a second with those 11 questions and those 11 answers to Goosebumps Trivia for Greg Hines. We're back with Goosebumps answers. Let's see if this episode gave you goosebumps. Number one, what's the name of the dummy that's in all three Night of the Living Dummy books? That would be Slappy. Slappy, he's kind of one of the big mascots of Goosebump books, and he's in the movies. Number two, what was the first book in the Goosebump series? It was called Welcome to Dead House. Welcome to Dead House. Number three, in Let's Get Invisible, what made the children invisible? It was a mirror. That's on the cover of the book, a mirror. My friend Mike Brady let me borrow that one. I remember in like fourth grade. Number four, what legendary creature appears in Deep Trouble? A mermaid is the answer. A mermaid. Number four. Number five, in what European city is the infamous prison tower in A Night in Terror Tower? That's in London. Has like an executioner coming down some stairs at you on the cover. I remember that one. Number six, fill in the blank to this Goosebumps title. Blank lessons can be murder. It's piano lessons can be murder. Me and my friend Steve Nelson and his brother Brendan Nelson used to get the new books every time they came out. I think they came out like every month or every few months, and we would get them, and then we would go to his room and we would read them. And I was kind of a slow reader and still am. And they would finish the books in a few hours, and I would be like, chapter two. But I loved collecting them. It was tons of fun. Number seven, what is the name of the camp and Welcome to Camp Nightmare? Camp Night Moon is the real name. Number seven, there's another one called The Horror at Camp Jelly Jam that I used to read a lot. Number eight, what country was the setting for Return of the Mummy? That was Egypt. Egypt. Number 9, what state in the U.S. was the setting for the Werewolf of Fever Swamp? That would be Florida. That makes sense with the swamp. Number 10, what's the only original Goosebumps book with 4 installments? That would be Monster Blood. Monster Blood. And number 11, 2-point bonus, R.L. Stein stands for Robert Lawrence Stein. R.L. Stein, Robert Lawrence. So there you go. Time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out for all your printing needs at fmdesignsinc.com. What baseball player was nicknamed Charlie Hustle? If you know the answer, you can send me an email, ryanbuds@gmail.com, or tweet me at ryanbuds on Twitter, or hit me up on Instagram with the same handle. Your answer for yesterday's question of the day was London Calling, the Clash album that was the best of the 80s, as per Rolling Stone magazine. And your trivia team name of the day is Michael J. Foxy Lady. Michael J. Foxy Lady. I am not reading a Goosebumps book, but I will recommend this one. It's called Force of Nature. If you like novels, this is kind of a crime novel. It's about some gals that go out on a company retreat into the woods, and one of them doesn't come back. And the detective is trying to figure out what happened to her. It's a sequel, another book in the series from Jane Harper, and her first book called The Dry, which is a really good book, and is being made into a movie with Eric Bana. So look up that mook. Look up that mook. It's a movie book. And then look up Force of Nature if you like that kind of stuff. All her stuff, I think, takes place in Australia, or at least these first two books do. And I think that is very interesting, especially for the setting of The Dry, where a fire is about to start in this area that's going through a drought. Go check out those books, and go check out some Goosebumps, and go check out some Fear Streets, and find a lending library on someone's front lawn in your neighborhood and put some stuff in there and take some stuff out. It's awesome. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend about the show, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.